Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Sonny Federa, Jazzy and DOD with Some Days here on 98FM. It is Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder with you on this Monday morning. And to be quite transparent with you, it's like Christmas morning for the two of us.
It has been. I did not sleep last night. It has been like Christmas morning. I was having weird dreams. I was waking up every hour.
Sorry, yes, because you texted me this morning about the dream you had. Yeah. Just tell our listener what it is.
I had a dream that you didn't show up for work and nobody knew who you were. But all of a sudden, my co-host was none other than Jennifer Aniston. Rachel from Friends was sitting alongside me, and then she even dropped me home in the dream.
Oh,
and
she's a very good colleague, isn't
she? I said, oh, we need to get the pictures of me and Leanne. And she went, yeah, we'll get them tomorrow. And then I woke up. So, like, some worlds, Jennifer Aniston has it out for you. Just saying. Just hashtag just saying.
In what world? Do you know the way, though, that they say whatever your last thought is before you go to sleep is what you dream about? Were you thinking of Jennifer Aniston last
night? I definitely wasn't thinking about Rachel from Friends. No. I was thinking about you going, I'm going to see me mate in the morning.
I just need to apologise to you, because if you thought that you were going to be sitting here with Jennifer Aniston this morning, the bar was very high and you've only been disappointed.
No, and look, we're here for the whole summer. We are going to have 3 months of absolute fun. We want you to get involved. 087-798-9898. Whatever we're discussing, whatever we're talking about over the next couple of weeks, couple of months, we want you to be involved. It's much as your show, it is ours. So we 100%. Cannot wait to get cracking with some of the amazing bits that we have planned.
Yeah, and all of your stories as well. You know, feel free to share pretty much whatever, because this is like our little safe space all together. You know, if you have a birthday that you're celebrating for yourself or maybe someone else, if someone is starting a new job and you want to surprise them with a shout out on the radio or whatever it may be, any of those life moments, big or small, we want to hear from you always on a text, WhatsApp voice note. Like Paul said, this is your show as much as it is ours as well. And we're just going to have so much fun with it.
Yeah.
I feel like summertime is obviously when people are going on summer holidays. The kids get out of school. You know, the schedule isn't as rigid as it is the other 9 months of the year. And that's kind of what we find as well at the same time is that you get to be a little bit more giddy, maybe.
Oh, well, they employ two of the giddiest girlos in the world with us two. So that's going to be our summer, I think.
Because any time that me and you have covered, we've just felt like the giddy little school kids that have just been let loose.
And now they've let us in for 3 hours a day, every day, Monday to Friday.
What?
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, I have to tell you about a place that I went to that I've never been before. And to be honest with you, it's more of a recommendation than anything. Last weekend, me and my boyfriend went somewhere that we had said we would go for ages and ages. But it's somewhere that you kind of want to go when the weather is nice. Yeah. Thankfully, it was. We went to the National Stud in Kildare.
Okay.
Also where the Japanese gardens are as well. We were in there for 3.5 hours. I'd say between the two, we spent 20 minutes in the Japanese gardens, because the rest of it was spent with the horses.
Oh, are you a horsey fan?
Oh my goodness, so much so. And really? So is my boyfriend. We had the greatest day of our lives, because all the horses there are so tame.
Yeah.
So they were coming up to the fences, you know, they had big massive fields to run around in and whatever, but they were coming up letting you pet them. Oh. So gentle, like, oh my goodness, I had the greatest day ever. And I think the reason why I loved it so much is because when I was younger, I used to do horse riding.
Oh.
Now, kind of sporadically, one of my friends was like really into horse riding, so I'd go with her every now and again. And I was just thinking to myself when I was there at the National Stud last weekend, I would love to go back horse riding. And I just feel like when you're an adult, you kind of forget that it's something you can do if you want to do it.
Well, I suppose we all had hobbies and like things that we did. I was the dancing kid, so I was always dancing and going to classes and stuff like that. Are you going to get back into doing it?
Come here. I did my research.
Oh,
I've a few places in mind now, and the prices are priced up. We'll see. You know, it's a time thing as well, but I would absolutely love to go back horse riding, I think.
I could see you in the fields of Kerry.
Couldn't you?
On the back of a horse named, I don't know, something real strong, like Steed. Do you know what I mean?
Steed
the horse. And then Leanne coming up with a Kerry jersey on.
Oh my goodness, sorry. Okay, new dream unlocked now with all of this. But also it kind of got me thinking about, you know, the fact that when you are an adult, you think about the things you used to do as a kid. And I think for some of us, we think we can't do those things anymore, or else the other side of it is taking up a new hobby as an adult
Yes.
is a really important thing to do.
I fully agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that because we all get too busy in the world of life.
Yes.
And especially now coming into summer, because the kids are off, especially if you're a parent, the kids are off, there's more time. There's more daylight hours out there mm-hmm. as well, which means that you're easier to kind of do the bits and bobs that you want to do. And it's not a case of, right, 6 o'clock, I have to sit down on the couch and watch the soaps.
Yes.
I kind of, in a way, I'm doing something similar to that.
Oh.
There is a hobby that I've, it's not really a hobby, it is a bit of a hobby. I've decided in August I'm going to take a barbering course.
No way!
Isn't that so random?
I love that so much. Why barbering?
Because I go to my barber twice a week. Shout out to the lads.
Sorry, twice a week?
Twice a week. Shout out to the lads lounge in Tala. Yeah, I live there more than some of the barbers do. And it's something, it's a skill that I always see. And because I kind of love the idea of being around people and stuff like that, I reached out to a friend of mine who has a barbering school. He's like the top barber in Dublin, if not Ireland.
Wow.
And I said to him, do you do courses? He was like, for who? I was like, for me. He went, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
so I have a phone call with Patrick Brown today at 2 o'clock to see if we can take up a barbering course.
Oh, this excites me so much.
Well, if you need a back and sides, I'll happily do it.
Maybe I will. Who knows? But that's sure. That's like me doing the concertinas, picking that up
yes.
last year. Remember that? That was a brand new skill to me as well. And I think you mentioned about, you know, it being the summer and people kind of out of routines ever so slightly. The kids are in their summer camp routine now. But imagine adult summer camps were a thing.
Well, I suppose let's throw that out to the listener. If there was something that you wanted to do, a hobby that you wanted to retake up that you took had as a kid, drop us a WhatsApp, even a WhatsApp voice note. Tell us 087-798-9898.
Yes, what would you do if you were at an adult summer camp? Maybe it was something you did as a child, or like Paul, he's taking up a brand new skill.
I'd probably just spend my whole time in the ball pit. let's call a spade a spade.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
98FM, West End, Sybil, The Love I Lost, the home of the Good Time Anthems and the €104,000 cash machine.
Speaking of love, some days it takes a lot more than others to find that love between your other half. But sometimes the arguments are good, according to the experts. A therapist called Jean-Claude Calmet is a Chalmé.
Chalmé.
See, I'm not great at French now. I didn't do it in school, so I'm a bit like Jean-Claude Calmet. When it's actually Jean-Paul Calmet. Say it again.
Jean-Claude Chalmé. But that's because Timothy Chalamet. That's the only reason why I would know that.
Yeah, true, actually.
I didn't do French in school.
Well, Jean-Claude, anyways, the therapist, right? He's saying in the Sunday Times, the five arguments couples kind of need to have in their relationship, because you have to remember, when it comes to arguments, it's the two of you trying to work things
out.
And that's the goal, is to make things better. So the five arguments that he is saying couples will have. Number one, why aren't we having more sex?
Okay.
Number two is, can we talk about money?
Mm.
Number three, why are you always late?
Oh, it rots me.
Number four then, you're putting too much pressure on the kids.
I can't relate.
Same. But number five is, we never have fun anymore.
Wow. Well, I suppose, you know, getting into the, not getting into the deep deeps of it all.
Because they are quite deep.
They are quite deep. If somebody was late, I'd lose the plot. I'm always on time. If I'm 5 minutes early, I'm on time. That's me happy, right? Too much pressure on the kids. I don't have kids, but the dogs. If
the
he
dogs
gives out,
are your kids.
If he gives out to the dogs, I'm like, don't you talk to my son like that.
They're only little babies.
And the having fun, can't relate. We're still having all the fun in the world. But then we're only a year married. What do you and Sean, is there one argument that you kind of always have the moment about?
It's not so much an argument, but it might turn into one.
Oh, God.
He is the most sports-obsessed boy I have ever met in my entire life. And, like, when I say sports, it's not just football. It's golf, it's tennis, it's F1. It is absolutely everything.
Uh-huh.
The particular, I'm going to say argument in the nicest way possible that we would have, is over this one particular app that he has. And I know he's listening this afternoon as well. And he knows exactly what I'm going to say. It's an app called FootMob. And anyone who is a football fan will know that this is the app you go on to when you need to check football scores.
Okay.
The boy is on the app 24/7.
And so you're saying he's not just checking like football, he's checking
it could be tennis. Like tennis was on now yesterday, for example, and we were in the cinema and the first thing he did when he got out of the cinema after 2 hours and 50 minutes was check the tennis. I started reading articles about the tennis that he missed while he was in the cinema. I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is not life ending. Like,
but listen, he could have been checking it while you were in the cinema. He wasn't,
to be fair, you know, to him, I guess we need to give him that.
Like two hours, 50 minutes is a long time to be in the cinema and not check your apps and your scores.
But like, we weren't talking in the cinema. Have a little chit chat with me after 2 hours and 50 minutes instead. Don't be checking that app.
But he sees you every day.
No, I know. Still,
the sport is moving
quicker. I need
quicker.
All the attention. What about you and Eddie?
Clothes. Folding clothes. I'm convinced Eddie doesn't have thumbs. Because he doesn't... He folds clothes like a penguin, throwing something up in the air. And I'm a folder and a...
You're so neat and so tidy with everything in your life.
I'm OCD obsessed, right? And I will leave the most... And again, Eddie's listening this morning. Or today.
Hi, Eddie.
I will leave the nicest folded clothes in the world just sitting there, right? Mm. And he will come along and what looks like he's used his elbows to take a t-shirt out. It absolutely drives me bananas.
Oh. Do you think he really looks at it and says, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that?
No, I think at the start he went, that's fine. Whereas now I think he does it to rile me.
So when it's done on purpose, it's a very different argument.
So sometimes I'll be like in having a shower and I'll be standing out there. He'd be like a dog waiting for a bone. He'd go, I need that t-shirt. And I have to like go and do my thing to get the t-shirt out for him. God love him.
If he was to ever live
on his own, I think I'd have to have someone check in on him.
Would you teach him? Like, have you ever tried to teach him how to fold clothes properly to sort this problem?
What's that phrase? You can teach a dog how to drink but lead it to water. I don't know what it is.
Basically, no.
It's not going to work.
Not going to work.
What are the arguments you are having with your partner? Are they the same as us, or are you like Jean-Claude with the five different points? Drop us a text 087-798-9898. Keeping the good time anthems rolling.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.